There's a fundamental difference between the way black and white Americans perceive racism in the workplace. That's according to a new survey released today by the Heidrick Center for Workforce Development at Rutgers University. Carl Van Horn is co-author. He says that while non-whites continue to experience discrimination on the job, work is one of the best places to transform racial attitudes.
The workplace is really, after the family, the most important social institution in our society. And insofar as we will achieve racial justice and racial peace and integration and understanding, the workplace is where it most likely can occur. Because when you're at work, you don't have a choice of going off in your own group and ignoring your neighbors or other people around you. You're working together towards a common purpose. Workplaces work best when people have that common purpose and when they feel they're being treated fairly. And if it doesn't work there, it's not going to work in any other part of the society.
It seems to me that the survey here, the results of this survey, confirm what I think a lot of people may have suspected, and that is that there's a huge divide between whites and non-whites regarding perceptions of racial discrimination in the workplace. Can you summarize what some of those differences are, first of all?
For African Americans especially, their experiences at work are profoundly different than whites, and they are much more likely to experience discrimination than are white people.
And conversely, white people don't believe or just don't see that the discrimination is there?
White people either don't experience it because they're not discriminated against and they assume that people are being treated fairly. Many white folks do not have any minorities working at the firms where they work. A third of Americans work in companies that have no minorities at all. But even when they're in the same workplace, they're still minorities feel that they're experiencing discrimination. They're not being treated fairly.
There was a big difference, too, between small companies and large companies in terms of the diversity of the workplace. Is that right?
That's right. If you look at large companies, which, is over 250, the bulk of those companies have significant numbers of minorities, whereas the smaller companies obviously tend not to do that. Larger companies also have diversity policies. But I think what our study shows is that the policies aren't necessarily practices. And that when you ask workers directly, you know, what's happening to them, many of them still express significant dissatisfaction.
Yeah. This is largely a question of perception, I would think. Are there any statistics that can show us which perception is actually more accurate?
Well, I would argue that in this particular case, perception is reality, and that's really what's important to focus on. Because if people don't think they're being treated fairly, then they're going to be demoralized and they're not going to be productive workers, leaving aside the social justice point, but simply from a standpoint of economics.
What about concerns about white backlash? If the concentration seems to be on remedying apparent discrimination by changing policies regarding promotions, let's say, or hiring, doesn't that risk white backlash?
With the exception of quota systems, which whites obviously do not support, and minorities are more in favor of. Other than that, we found nothing in our survey that say that whites are not in favor of increasing diversity, of treating people fairly.
The racial divide seems to continue in opinions about what should be done when problems do arise, specifically with regard to government-imposed solutions. What do people feel is the government's responsibility here?
In this particular case, Americans don't believe that the government is the primary player. And so the primary responsibility for this really falls on the shoulders of employers and workers themselves rather than on the part of the government.
Did you question people about what they think the solution to this is and what emerges as the clearest idea for what can be done to address these kinds of problems?
I think that by and large, the answer is no one has a very clear picture. I think in the long run, the solution really comes in the form of hiring and promoting minorities into leadership positions. And, of course, that takes a long time. And as a society, we have not made a great deal of progress over the last 30 years in achieving that.
Thanks very much.
Thank you, Lynn. Nice talking to you.
Good talking to you. Carl Van Horn is director of the Heidrick Center for Workforce Development at Rutgers University.